I have a topic I want to talk about today, but I can't talk about it yet today because I have to keep the thing under wraps. And it's not like it's the world's most exciting thing. Sometimes people are like, oh, here's this really exciting thing coming and I can't tell you yet. And it's like a big deal. This is not a big deal. It's just like cute and funny. But I have to wait until the podcast episode involved is released. And then I can give you the story. So I can't do that yet. Instead, let's go back to the YDL note, one of my oldest notes in the notes app. And man, according to my device, I have 1,332 notes in iCloud and 1,201 notes not in iCloud. Wow. I have a lot of notes, you guys, but I'm going to the YDL notes and we're going to talk a little bit more about college. I told you about Nair yesterday. Nair today, gone tomorrow. Haha, here we go.
Your daily Lex.
I mentioned recently that I was a linguistics major, linguistics and cognitive science, which shocked some of you. But anyway, I had some of the greatest classes. I had a semantics class with a professor, Edgar Zurriff. You probably did diagramming sentences at some point in school. The diagramming sentences you do in linguistics, in the field of syntax, it's harder, let me be clear. But man, Edgar Zurriff, this professor, he would always wear sweaters. He would always stand too close to his chalkboard, which was actual chalk, and rub the chalk all over his sweater, and then you couldn't read what was on the board anymore. But he also, because he was constantly analyzing the structure of his sentences, he would get lost in them. They would have subclauses and subordinate clauses and other clauses, and he would freeze up while speaking, I think as his brain worked to parse the syntax of his own sentences while he spoke. It was fascinating. He was brilliant and funny and clearly a misanthrope. Like, I wouldn't even say he hated just humanity. I think he just hated. But he was also lovely. It's a very weird mix. I like that class. Hard. Man, I kind of want to tell you about some of the things we were talking about in that class. But so basically, they do these studies where they can show you a word on a screen while you're on headphones hearing other stuff. And sometimes they show you a word and sometimes they show you a non-word and you have to press a button saying, yeah, I recognize that's a word or yeah, that's not a word. And your brain can recognize words faster when what you're hearing is related to those words. So, you know, if they say fish in your ears or they're talking about fishing and you see the word bowl as in fishbowl, you'll respond to it more quickly. If you see salmon, you'll respond to it more quickly. And they show how the synapses and neural pathways of how words are connected in your brain are closer, you know, that relevant words are closer to each other. But what's fascinating about this in the study of syntax is your brain doesn't know how the word is going to be used in the sentence yet. So if you hear school and we show you the word fish or we show you the word education, you'll recognize them both really quickly because your brain doesn't yet know which meaning of school we mean. Crazy. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. That's just a fun aside. And you probably don't find it interesting because you weren't a linguistics major, I'm guessing. But in semantics, and boy, did Professor Ray Jackendoff, unfortunate name, did he hate when people would say things like, oh, it's just semantics, because he thinks semantics is like a whole thing, which it is. But in those classes, we would talk about, we would have class-long debates for 3 hours about the difference between a stool and a chair, or the difference between a chair and a bench. Because people think about a stool and they're like, oh, well, a stool has three legs and a chair has four. But some stools have four legs. Oh, well, a stool is backless. But that's not always true. Some stools have backs. Then chair and a bench. Well, a bench can hold two people and or more, and a chair can hold one. So what is it if it holds 1.5 people or 1.25 people or 1.8 people? At what point does a chair become a bench? We had whole classes about chair versus seat. I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast before. But in chair versus seat, it's seats in a movie theater, seats on an airplane. It's, you know, chairs if they load them into the assembly room or whatever. And what we came down to was if it's mounted to the floor, it's a seat. And if it's not, it's a chair, which implies that the electric chair should really be called the electric seat. I also wrote a giant thesis on the grammar of African-American vernacular English. I know I've talked about this on the podcast before. I've talked about it on multiple podcasts before. It was commonly and somewhat offensively known as Ebonics, but African-American vernacular English, AAVE for short, follows a lot of the same grammar rules as French. And man, I thought that was so cool when we learned about that. So anyway, those were some of the fun things that you study as a linguistics major. And boy, it has helped me so much in my career. Anyway, happy Wednesday. Goodbye.
Lex.